The future of frozen is here. The new Cosmic Coulada at Dunkin'. Far out flavors that are out of this world. Cosmic Cotton Candy and Cosmic Pineapple, both layered with cool blue raspberry. Like a galaxy in your cup. Every sip is an adventure. Now, try any small Coulada for $2. Keep the adventure going with the new Comet Candy Donut. It's a vanilla frosted donut sprinkled with cotton candy flavored popping candies for a fun take on a classic flavor. Dunkin's new Cosmic Coulada flavors and Comet Candy Donut are worth the trip no matter how far. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes, participation may vary, limited time offer.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Failures, a fun topic, an interesting topic, an entertaining topic. So much so that when we did the show, part one on June 15, it was received so well, people enjoyed it so much that I decided to give you a part two
and include a lot more very, very famous people. So we refer you to our archives for part one, Famous Failures. It is there. And today this show will be in our archives as well, so you need not miss any of them. You can send them to your friends. You can email them, download the show, listen to the show anytime at your convenience since it is in our archives. Anyone who has achieved anything great, anyone who has changed the world, has at some point made a choice to learn from failure and move forward. If you look at the most inspirational, innovators, athletes, celebrities, geniuses, and icons throughout our history, they all shared the belief that the failure was merely a stepping stone to the success they seriously sought. Failure is feedback. I say that it points out what is not working so you can go on to discover what will work and turn that lemon into lemonade and enjoy the journey. On June 15, we talked about very successful people who failed at first. That is the show I just referenced, part one, and that list included Oprah, Michael Jordan, Norman Vincent Peale, Abraham Lincoln, Beethoven, Walt Disney, Steven Spielberg, Albert Einstein, and many, many others. Today, we'll include many other very famous notables who did not give up until they failed their way to great success. And today we will include such extraordinary notables as J.K. Rowling, Stephen King, Socrates, Sidney Poitier, Lucille Ball, Elvis, and the Beatles. Be sure to catch both shows so you can be inspired and motivated to keep on going no matter what. Folks, some of these stories are so famous in and of themselves that you might have heard them, but I promise you, you will find many, many other famous people that we included that you had no idea what they went through to get to where they are today. So let's start with J.K. Rowling. She may be rolling in a lot of Harry Potter dough today, but before she published those series of extraordinary novels, she was nearly penniless, severely depressed, divorced, trying to raise a child on her own while attending school and writing a novel. She went from depending on welfare to survive to being one of the richest women in the world in a span of only 5 years through her hard work and determination. I remember stories about her that she used to write in a cafeteria there to get away from where she was at the time. She wanted a different perspective. So penniless, working out of a cafeteria, look what she accomplished. God bless her. Next, we have Stephen King. Many of you have heard of him. Many of you are familiar with his great novels. The first book by Stephen King, the iconic thriller Carrie, received 30 rejections, finally causing King to give up and throw it in the trash. His wife fished it out and encouraged him to resubmit it, and the rest, of course, is history. With King now having hundreds of books published and the distinction of being one of the best-selling authors of all time. Those of you who heard part one of Famous Failures a few days ago, we talked about Norman Vincent Peale, who became so discouraged by publishers' rejections that he threw out his first manuscript. There it was in the trash. His wife found it, pulled it out, sent it to one more publisher, and the rest is history. The Power of Positive Thinking has now sold more than 20 million copies. So both Norman Vincent Peale and Stephen King were so disheartened, so disillusioned that they threw out their manuscripts, and God bless their wonderful wives who had the foresight to take it out of the trash and have it keep going till it reached the pinnacles of success that they to this day still enjoy. Then we have the Wright brothers, Orville and Wilbur. These brothers battled depression and family illness before starting the bicycle shop that would lead them to experimenting with flight. They were competing against the best engineering and scientific minds in America at the time, who were all well-financed and supported by the government and capital invested to make the first airplane. After numerous attempts at creating flying machines, several years of hard work, and tons of failed prototypes, the brothers finally created a plane that could get airborne and stay there. Orville and Wilbur Wright, the rest is history. But look what they were up against. Huge money, big financing, and people that were much more experienced than they were and much more sought after and much more well-financed. Next would be Vincent van Gogh. During his lifetime, Van Gogh sold only one painting, and this was to a friend, and only for a very small amount of money. While Van Gogh was never a success during his life, he plugged on with painting, sometimes starving to complete his over 800 known works. Today, they bring in hundreds of millions of dollars each. Look what Van Gogh went through. Who would have thought? Next, we have Fred Astaire. Senior citizens would know who he is, superstar of his time. In his first screen test, the testing director of MGM noted that Astaire, quote, can act, can't sing, slightly bald, not handsome, can dance a little. Astaire went on to become an incredibly successful actor, singer, and dancer, and kept that note in his Beverly Hills home to remind him of where he came from. And I often think about the people who wrote those notes, the people who made those phone calls, the people who told others that they simply weren't up to par and would never ever make it. Wow, there's a lot of those people around, and I certainly wouldn't want to have those kind of memories if I were them. Next, we have Charles Darwin. Chastised by his father for being lazy and too dreamy, Darwin himself once wrote that his father and teachers considered him rather below the common standard of intellect. Rather below the common standard of intellect. When Charles Darwin first presented his research on evolution, it was met with little enthusiasm. He continued to work on his theory of evolution when all of his colleagues called him a fool and what he was doing a fool's experiment. Wow, considered a fool. Next, we have Michelangelo, the artist genius of the ages. His competitors once tried to set him up for failure or force him to forego a commission because of the possibility of failure. His competitors persuaded Julius II to assign to him a relatively obscure and difficult project. It was to fresco the ceiling of a private chapel. For those of you who don't know what fresco means, it is a painting with watercolors on wet plaster. He was protesting that painting was not his art. Still, he took it on. He took on the project, and in every way, it was a challenging task. He had never used color, nor had he painted in fresco. He executed the frescoes in great discomfort, having to work with his face looking upwards, which impaired his sight so badly that he could not read or look at drawings, save with his head turned backwards, and this lasted for several months. In that awkward curved space, Michelangelo managed to depict the history of the earth from the creation to Noah, surrounded by ancestors and prophets of Jesus, and finally revealing the liberation of the soul. His enemies had stage managed the masterpiece that quickly established him as the artist genius of the age. Imagine that, how so many people were rooting against him. And folks, if you're rooting for us to be the number one radio show, if you really appreciate this show today or any other show, listen up to the wise words of our health guru, Beverly Nadler, on why you should be listening to all our other shows as well.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in that endeavor. Simply go to Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. On the upper left side of the homepage is my picture, and right under that it says follow. Be sure to click on that, and you'll know about every show, every guest, every topic. So we invite you to become our followers so you need not miss any show. As I expressed earlier, any show that you can't be with us when we are live at 11 Eastern, you can hear 24/7 in our archives. So without further ado, we're moving on to R.H. Macy. Most people are familiar with this large department store chain, but Macy didn't always have it easy. Macy started 7 failed businesses before finally hitting it big with the store in New York City, one of the best landmarks in New York City, R.H. Macy. Next, we have Sotira Honda. The billion-dollar business that is Honda began with a series of failures and fortunate turns of luck. Honda was turned down by Toyota Motor Corp for a job after interviewing for a job as an engineer, leaving him jobless for quite some time. He started making scooters of his own at home and, spurred on by his neighbors, finally started his own business. Next, we have the one, the only, Charles Darwin. In his early years, Darwin gave up on having a medical career and was often chastised by his father for being lazy and too dreamy. Darwin himself wrote, "I was considered by all my masters and my father a very ordinary boy, rather below the common standard of intellect. Perhaps they judged too soon, as Darwin today is well known for his extraordinary scientific studies." Socrates, despite leaving no written records behind, Socrates is regarded as one of the greatest philosophers of the classical era. Because of his new ideas in his own time, he was called an immoral corrupter of youth and was sentenced to death. Who knew that? Socrates didn't let this stop him and kept right on teaching up until he was forced to poison himself. We always hear how extraordinary Socrates was. Never knew anything like that was going on. So when you talk about an obstacle course, when you talk about people getting in your way, here he was forced to poison himself. simply because of his new ideas that were way ahead of their time. Next, we have Robert Sternberg. This is a big name in psychology. He received a C in his first college introductory psychology class, with his teacher telling him that there was already a famous Sternberg in psychology, and it was obvious there would not be another. Wow. Sternberg showed him, however, graduating from Stanford with exceptional distinction in psychology, summa cum laude and Phi Beta Kappa, and eventually becoming the president of the American Psychological Association. This should inspire students at traditional and accredited online colleges to always strive to succeed, no matter what anyone says along the way. So here's Robert Sternberg becoming the president of the American Psychological Association, and yet his teacher told him that there would definitely not be another famous Sternberg. Wow, can you imagine what he had to live with? Next, we have Dick Cheney. Did you know Dick Cheney was on this list as well? I didn't know that. So this recent vice president and businessman made his way to the White House but managed to flunk out of Yale University, not once, but twice. Former President George W. Bush joked with Cheney about this fact, stating, "So now we know. If you graduate from Yale, you become president. If you drop out, you get to be vice president." Had no idea that he was a dropout. Next, we have Sidney Poitier. After his first audition, Poitier was told by the casting director, "Why don't you stop wasting people's time and go out and become a dishwasher or something?" Poitier vowed to show him that he could make it, going on to win an Oscar and becoming one of the most well-recognized actors in the business. One of my favorite Sidney Poitier movies was Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Hepburn in that show. I believe it was Hepburn. Next, we have Charlie Chaplin. It's hard to imagine film without the iconic Charlie Chaplin. But his act was initially rejected by Hollywood studio chiefs because they felt it was a little too nonsensical to ever sell. Imagine that, too nonsensical to ever sell. One of the greats of our time in comedy. One of my favorite comedians, and actually my favorite female comedian, Lucille Ball. During her career, Ball had 13 Emmy nominations and 4 wins, also earning the Lifetime Achievement Award from the Kennedy Center Honors. Before starring in I Love Lucy, Ball was widely recognized as a failed actress and a B-movie star. Even her drama instructors didn't feel she could make it, telling her to try another profession. She, of course, proved them all wrong. And this story you might not know about Lucille Ball, but when she was finally accepted for the series I Love Lucy, they didn't want it to star her husband, Ricky. They said no one's going to relate. At the time, we're going way back when, certainly not in our times today, they're not going to appreciate her being married to someone from Cuba. With an accent. She said, "I will not do the show without him." And the rest is history. Harrison Ford. In his first film, Ford was told by the movie execs that he simply did not have what it takes to be a star. Today, with numerous hits under his belt, iconic portrayals of characters like Han Solo and Indiana Jones, and a career that stretches decades, Ford can proudly show that he does, in fact, have what it takes. Well, Harrison Ford is truly one of my favorite actors indeed. He is extraordinary. He is a great, great leading man, and so many of his movies are hardly recognized and regarded. People often see them more than once, actually. folks, you're listening to Coach Joyce Barry, a success coach, a motivational speaker, a home business coach. I just want to send you to my official website, which is joycebarry.com. That would be B-A-R-R-I-E, joycebarry.com. You'll see original poems I've written, articles I've written, the kind of seminars that I have created and teach at. You'll find all kinds of wonderful things, including countless endorsements from people all over the country, people just like you. So check it out. Definitely check out the testimonials. And especially, let me share with you my favorite ones.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. When you send that email on to me, in the subject line, put famous failures number two, part two. I want to know the show you listened to, the show that prompted you, that inspired you to contact me. In the text of the email, your name, phone number, best time to reach you. And just for doing that, I will call you and give you a free consultation, free coaching in a one-time interview with you. I'll be happy to do that simply for sending that email. And one of our loyal listeners put it best when he said, insanity, in my opinion, is being offered a free consultation from Joyce Barry and not taking her up on it. Okay, moving along to famous failures, and I hope you're finding all this as fascinating as I did, which is why I did all the research. Emily Dickinson, did you know she was a recluse? You know she was a great poet, but she was a recluse, and she is so commonly read and loved now. Yet in her lifetime, she was all but ignored, having fewer than a dozen poems published out of her almost 1,800 completed works. She had less than a dozen poems published. Next is Theodore Seuss. Today, nearly every child has read The Cat in the Hat or Green Eggs and Ham, yet 27 different publishers rejected Dr. Seuss's first book to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street. Wow, The Cat in the Hat and Dr. Seuss. He is so well-known. He is so beloved for the world of children and their adults who introduced him to their children. Charles Schulz, you know him for the Peanuts comic strip, Did you know that he has had enduring fame? Did you know that this cartoonist had nearly every cartoon he submitted rejected by his high school yearbook staff? Even after high school, Schultz didn't have it easy, applying and being rejected for a position working with Walt Disney. Who better to work with Disney than Charles Schultz? He was rejected for that, and most of his cartoons that he submitted were rejected and rejected and rejected. Next, we have Monet. Today, Monet's work sells for millions of dollars and hangs in some of the most prestigious institutions in the world. Yet during his own time, it was mocked and rejected by the artistic elite, the Paris Salon. Monet kept at his impressionist style, which caught on and in many ways was a starting point for some major changes to art that ushered in the modern era. Who knew? When you look at Monet's works today, when you know about his fame and fortune, who knew what he went through, mocked and rejected by his peers? Next, we have Jack London. This well-known American author wasn't always such a success. While he would go on to publish popular novels like White Fang and The Call of the Wild, his first story received 600 rejection slips before finally being accepted. 600 rejection slips. When you think about that, you can ask yourself, at what point would I have stopped it when I got rejection slips? After 10, after 50, after 100? When would I stop? Jack London's first story received 600 rejection slips before finally being accepted. And my goodness, I say the last two, but the best in my opinion for last, and that would be Elvis Presley. As one of the best-selling artists of all time, Elvis became a household name even after his death. But back in 1954, Elvis was still a nobody, and Jimmy Denny, manager of the Grand Ole Opry, fired Elvis Presley after just one performance, telling him, "You ain't going nowhere, son." This is a direct quote. "You ought to go back to being a truck driver." We did know that Elvis was a truck driver, but how many of you actually knew that he was told to go back to being one when he was trying to get his name out in the world, his music out in the world? How many people knew that? So Elvis Presley, I mean, he's such a household name even today. You know how many people make a living out of being Elvis Presley impersonators? Quite a few indeed, indeed. And now the last one on our list today. And folks, there are others. I brought to you the top 60, 18 in our part one show in our archives, June 15, and 42 today. So we gave you the top 60. And the one I left for last, again, I say, who knew, is the Beatles. Few people can deny the lasting power of this supergroup, still popular with listeners around the world today. Yet, when they were just starting out, a recording company told them they were, "We don't like your sound, and guitar music is on the way out." Two things the rest of the world could not have disagreed with more. So there you go. Even the Beatles, who once they got off the plane, made their way to the Ed Sullivan Show, the rest is history. As soon as they got here, they were in. But a recording company told them, "We don't like your sound, guitar music is on the way out." So one of the good things, folks, is that you are not one of those people that made those unimaginable mistakes in disregarding people of such stature, disregarding people of such talent, disregarding people that are so extraordinary even today. I want to give a shout out in our chat room to Wildflower Wind, And I do so because I have not seen you in the chat room before, so you look like a new person in our chat room, and I always like to give a very warm welcome to people in our chat room that weren't with us before. Hope to see you in the chat room again. Hope you become a follower of the show. Simply go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. So do click on that, become one of our followers. And if you enjoyed the show today, absolutely go back to our archives for part one, which was only a couple of days ago on June 15. Folks, I also want to acknowledge that it took a lot of research to get all this information. And I want to share those resources with you in case you enjoy these shows as much as I enjoyed presenting them to you, but you would like copies so you could share the show by downloading it at your parties, at your events, but you can also have the list that I have. So I want to acknowledge the next three websites. One is onlinecollege.org. onlinecollege.org, and the article was called 50 Famously Successful People Who Failed at First, and that website, onlinecollege.org. The next one, simply Google 16 Most Inspiring Famous Failures, and that was written by Kenneth Foo, F-O-O. Just Google 16 Most Inspiring Famous Failures, or Google Kenneth Foo, the author of that one, Kenneth F-O-O. Next, we have Famous Failures by Michael Michalko, M-I-C-H-A-L-K-O, Michael Michalko, and that was published in the Creativity Post. You can Google them, and I promise you, you will find it easily enough. So if you enjoyed that as much as I did, you might want to have the resources that I had to put this together. And again, I only gave you the top 60. I want to thank you for being with us today. I encourage you to come back and be with us again. And we very much appreciate our listeners. We appreciate people in the chat room. Like Wildflower Wind today, we appreciate those of you that become followers. And I want to just share with you that I'm a person who believes in miracles. I don't take anything for granted. I believe that there is a whole world out there of people and resources and opportunities, and I'm always grateful for those that come my way. I'm especially grateful for miracles that come my way. And just know, folks, that you can have miracles yourself. They are right there. They are right in front of you. They are right there for the taking. You simply have to be open to receiving them and believe they will come your way. So look forward to those miracles. And the more miracles you see, feel, hear, and acknowledge, the more that will come your way. That's the law of attraction. So believe they're there for the taking, and they will be. Here is my special prayer for all of you. Make today the last day. Make this the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, life is one miracle after the other. So hopefully you enjoyed the show today as much as we enjoyed sharing all of this with you. We gave you the resources, and just know all these shows are yours to listen to download, to enjoy whenever you wish to do so. Here is our celebration song. So go out and celebrate life, folks. It's a good life. if only you believe it is.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
The future of frozen is here. The new Cosmic Coulada at Dunkin'. Far out flavors that are out of this world. Cosmic Cotton Candy and Cosmic Pineapple, both layered with cool blue raspberry. Like a galaxy in your cup. Every sip is an adventure. Now, try any small Coulada for $2. Keep the adventure going with the new Comet Candy Donut. It's a vanilla frosted donut sprinkled with cotton candy flavored popping candies for a fun take on a classic flavor. Dunkin's new Cosmic Coulada flavors and Comet Candy Donut are worth the trip no matter how far. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes, participation may vary, limited time offer. Say hello to Dunkin's new honey vanilla flavored lattes. Brighten up your day with delicious, rich espresso, flavored with floral notes of honey and a sweet little hint of vanilla. Mmm, it's like the sun just came out. Spring is in the air. Time to put a little sun in your cup. It's Dunkin's new honey vanilla flavored latte. Get yours hot or iced. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.